In the love and affection of Buddha Prabhu, Yashodhananda Prabhu, Anunga Mohi, and all the Hindus here. My England teaching will start from here. I think the most of the publication will be from here. So, I think this is a very pilgrimage place for all of us.
Gautamananda!
I think that this place will be very good for us. Not in town. Very neat and clean. Fresh air, fresh everything. Is this rainy season or what season? Yes.
It has been rainy season for quite a bit. But maybe some better weather is coming now. We're hoping for that.
We're just traveling with the clouds. But the sun will come out.
Yeah.
Now he is here.
This summer is July, August? Yes?
Yeah. May, June, July.
Like India.
Like India. But not quite as hot.
No, India is too hot.
No, more than 40 degrees Celsius is going on.
We got one email yesterday saying it's 100 degrees Fahrenheit now.
We are in India.
In Mathura. Yeah. More, 100 and more.
And more news?
Just everyone is doing all right. Everyone is fine. Of course, everyone is missing you. We've heard that. But everyone is okay. There's some nice gardens here. Good day for you to
walk in morning.
Walk and some beautiful jasmine growing around the door here, and the conservatory for you to sit in.
Pool.
Next time they'll put one in, I think.
If you want one, you'll put it in.
We'll start digging.
Yes.
We have a peacock in the village. He wanders all around, maybe one or two peacocks, so we are throwing grapes into the garden so that he will come and visit you while you're here. You'll have to call him. He's been waiting for you every morning, making noises.
No cuckoos.
Don't think some cuckoo birds. At the bottom of the hill is a little river, nice clean river. A lot of cows here, and quite quiet. So everyone was thinking this is a good place for you to rest.
So there is a sweet bird, nightingale.
Nightingale.
In England,
I think they have in England. They have nightingale. Yeah.
Sweet like cuckoo birds.
Yeah. Many nice birds around here. I don't know the names of them, but very sweet.
It's where the war of roses was fought. In England or France?
He's the local historian, so...
War of Roses.
In Yorkshire and Lancashire.
North from
North England.
In England.
North England.
North England.
Great war.
Big war, yes. White rose and red rose.
Yes.
And we've heard that the devotees in Wales have made very nice arrangements for you as well. And now people from all over England are going to Wales for a big reception for him.
Yes.
So you have to rest well.
Yes.
Yeah, and everyone here has made a vow to not bother you.
No.
Just serve you and give you what you need and give you lots of love and let you rest so that you can go in strong. Yes. Going strong in Wales.
Yeah. But our faces everywhere, in Holland and France, I was so
good.
I was happy.
I heard from Agraya Prabhu today. He said also all the arrangements in America are being finalized now. So you'll go to Gita Nagari.
Gita Nagari.
Yeah, and also maybe New Vrindavan.
Oh, New Vrindavan.
Some swamis are there, some sannyasis, to receive you.
Right.
And
I wanted to see this.
Yes, and the people, they have Prabhupada, my Prabhupada has
he's so soft natured.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to know that he was a real soldier.
Want to see that soldier?
Big, hard soldier with guns and everything. Yasodhanandan, when they wrestle, Yasodhanandan takes advantage because he only knows one punch, how to kill punch. So he knows if he punches him, he'll kill him, so he gets away with it so often.
We have some fun fights.
Yeah.
There's nice room for you upstairs.
Upstairs?
It's not far, it's just a few stairs.
Now
then you can rest and everything is there that you need.
That you should come to Ajodhya and be in Parar office. I don't. I am now unhappy. So, it's starving. Otherwise, I may die. And Ram fought one day. And mother tried to be 14 years in forest. So there was dispute between them. A big council was called of Rishi, Maharshi, Janak, Vasishtha and all the mothers were there. And in the last, all came to conclusion that Maharaj Janak should decide what Ram should do, whether return to Ayodhya and take the kingdom and be ruler, or he should follow the order of Maharaj
Dasarath
and to be 14 years in Vaishnava. So all Rishis, Maharshi and father, mother, even Ram and Bharat were agreed that what he will give decision, we will both accept. Then Maharaj Janak told, I see that there was tug of war between Ram and Bharat. Both of them, they were not happy to be with, to have a kingdom of Ayodhya. Both were playing a football. Kingdom was football. Sometimes Ram
kicking towards Bharat.
Bharat and Bharat kicking towards any of both were not willing to play. So Maharaj Janak became decider, judge to decide. He told, I think the love and affection of Bharat is so deep,
like Pacific Ocean,
more than Pacific Ocean, so deep. And Ram is like Himalaya mountain, Everest. Everest, you know?
No.
So high. But that mountain, Everest, can
sink in Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean, so deep. So,
but will not move.
Bharat has owned the race. His love and affection is so much. So, I decide that what Bharat wants, Ram should follow. Then all became happy. That Bharat will tell Ram now that he should be returned to the kingdom and he will be the emperor and Bharat will be servant and thus Bharat will be more happy. But at the same time he told that Bharat should see that what Ram wants, the servant should think how our master will be happy. He should not see his happiness. A servant should not think that how I will be happy. If Ram is coming to Ayodhya and he said he is being informed, then Bharat will be happy. But this is not bhakti. What is bhakti?
Happiness of master is bhakti.
Happiness of his worshipable Ishtadev, you know?
Worshipable deity.
Ishtadev.
Ishtadev. And worshipable.
We should know how he is here happy. Ek Yashoda is taking his ears and he is happy. Then Krishna wants to do it. So in what way Prabhu will be happy? A servant should be. So I think though Bhat has won the race, tug of war, but he should ask Ram, what he wants, how he will be killed. If jeet ke ki angrezi hai,
conquer, conquer,
victory,
winning, jeet,
jeet, oh, na determination,
jeet,
achna,
rigidness or
determined
strategy.
If any boy is waiting to play with
fire.
What is it? Always waiting.
Mother son will check him, but he wants to play with that fire. He is a strong desire.
Obstinate.
Stubborn.
This is not good.
Stubborn.
We should see how Krishna is pleased, Ram is pleased. You have to see. If Ram will return to Ayodhya, but he is not happy, he is in person. And should not request again and again. He should be pleased by pleasing Ram. So what Ram wants, then he knew that, oh, up till now I was injustice. My all these moods were not perfect. Because I wanted to be pleased by keeping Ram in Ayodhya, because all will tell that birth is nonsense and he has not requested Ram to be here. So he was like Kaikeyi, in same line. So now, if you are real servant, then you should ask Ram how he will be pleased. Then he went and he told Ram, oh, now Maharaj Janak, like a guru, Sikha guru, he has given me that supreme
vision.
Divya.
Transcendental vision.
Transcendental vision. Now I am awake, not sleeping. Up till now I was sleeping. Now have some intelligence to see what is up to. So please, Ram is my friend. So I pray you that what you want now, how can I please you? Then Ram told,
I have accepted
your prayer and I have taken the kingdom of Ayodhya. Now I am emperor by your wish, but now I want that I am emperor, but like a
representative,
you should protect and save my kingdom,
maintain,
being Ayodhya, and I being the emperor for only 14 years, I will be in
forest.
And he told her, yes, I accept this proposal. But I want that you should give your wooden sandals to me. I will take it on my head and I will keep it on the throne. And thus this sandal would be my worshipable, and I will worship. And if any
problem
will come, I will request, and what he will tell me, inspire me,
I shall solve.
Then he took the candle up and he started to
Ayodhya,
not really Ayodhya, very near a place to Ayodhya, a hilly place,
Nandigram.
Why you went there? It is your kingdom and good places. So Nandigram, your house is Nandigram, and this place is like Ayodhya. Now, to please me, you have left your home and everything. No? That is good. But how I will be pleased, you should think also. I will not please by being here in a so luxurious and so like emperor style. I want that my daughter, darling daughter, Anand Mohini, with her husband, Yashodananda, they should also be happy. Then I will be happy. So you should, same night, you should return to any room here.
No problem.
And if I will see that my darling son and
daughter
are here, then I may. Otherwise, no. So, I'm giving you
responsibility.
My representative both to see. Look.
To what?
You will see and hear them both.
Yeah. Then I will see.
I know very loud. He speaks in the night. Very loudly. But you will notice.
No, this noise will not come all the door.
So, you have to give us wooden sandals.
Yeah.
So that when you are not here, you can tell us.
I saw anything in my sandals.
Yes, out there.
That anyone had your stolen bicycle and your sandal is here. But not wooden.
Not wooden.
No.
No, we are too brought wooden also.
We have
wooden. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Always be thinking of bhakti. Mm-hmm. On your part you are okay. 100% you are right. But if Krishna is not looking after their devotees and not pleasing them, then this Krishna will be depreciated. But he of Achyutagotra, he will never. So he, Jyajatam mam prapadyante tam tathaiva
bhajam maham.
Only he could not do in the case of Gopi. Otherwise he is successful. But in the case of Gopi, his son, he could not get it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. আমি এখন কাপড়টা চেঞ্জ করে এখন নিয়ে যাবো সাত করতে নট নিড নাও
I saw in the plane he said full cup of chutney, and we were saying share and test, and he had fork in his hand, and he said what? Protecting his chutney. Fork. Yes.
Oh, minutes driving from
Bhutapur?
30 minutes. This village?
Yes.
In Bath?
Yes.
Nearer to that very place where you used to live?
Yes.
Nearer to your factory?
Yes.
Your factory is in Bath?
Yes.
Maybe go to see his abode?
Tomorrow daytime.
No.
Maniana.
Or morning or evening.
You want to go to your shop?
You want to go to the shop? Rishaya. Yeah, Rishaya. You want to go
to the
shop? You want to go to the shop?
That also may I go. How my sons and daughters are managing.
That would be nice.
There is one very nice shop in Bath. Right.
Here I am till
tomorrow
and day after tomorrow.
If you like.
2 days more?
No.
Tomorrow.
Day after
tomorrow. No.
No. You are going ahead to check.
No, that's what I heard. I want to be 3 days. Today, tomorrow, day after. Then.
Right.
What you have managed?
That is what we have managed.
No.
Very good. Then I will visit my daughter and son.
This is just 3 days, the daily supper 3 days.
No.
We are happy.
Now your husband closed?
No.
Or day and night going?
Closing at 5:30 and closing in London, they're closing 6:30. This morning he was doing business by phone and by computer.
Managing
from here. Yeah. Listen. And if needed, you can go for him. Sometimes he may go manage and on food. Very easy. Sometimes eating, sometimes not eating, depending on Krishna. So, walking so far, sometimes they used to be in householder's house. So their feet used to become dirty. And also sometimes they may be tired. And when reaching anywhere, they wanted to be purified. If anyone not washing. Even in India today, I have seen, if there is any feast and 100 or 1,000 of persons are coming, then the householder manages to keep water and lota there so that themselves can wash their feet and then they will sit to feed. Otherwise not. Coming from so many places, so much dirty things, dogs and others, urine and so many drains here, there. So they used to do like so. After, when they used to take something, eating, prasadam, then they will wash their feet and then they will offer and then they will take. So it was necessary. When they will go to temple or in kitchen room is also like temple. They should wash their feet and then enter. So everywhere, when they will go to any place, they will wash. So in India it was like this. But we are coming from very near us and also in cars.
Not by foot.
Then I think that there is no use. And also sometimes they have so much faith in the dust of their gurus and superior, that it will purify. Sometimes knowingly, by trick, they used to do. When Ramchandra, Sita and Lakshman giving their homes and they were going to forest, for one night they came to in the border line, and there was aboriginal king there, and his name was
Guhak,
of very low caste, wild tribes, and he was king of that, and in the night Ram slept there on Kushasan. First day, giving up his palace, out of palace, and Sita, she was looking. or don't look. This is first day. And it will be any time that any night we cannot have also this. Then Lakshmana was doing
watching, watchman, like guardian.
Guard. And whole night he passed. When it was about 3 or half night.
Midnight.
Ram woke up and he also told Sita very quickly to be ready to give this place because all Ajodhyavasi are there. Here.
They are following Ramchandra.
And they are following. They are not returning. All horses, elephants and all are looking towards Ram. So in night, when all are sleeping, we should go from. But there was a problem that very deep and
strong current.
Current in Ganges there was. They have to cross again. So Ramchandra told that he should make arrangement from before one night so that in night he can be ready to take us.